My name is Dave Lefkowitz. I'm the host of Dave's Gone By, and what I like to do is keep it a mix of music and talk and all sorts of other things. And I really, really thank you for tuning in. I'm a little rusty. I'm getting my wheels going this particular Saturday morning because, you know, I've been doing this for many, many years, but I've had a few weeks off over the summer and was doing other stuff at the radio station. And, we seem to have a phone call. UNC Radio, we have a phone call. Who's calling, please?
Who's your favorite guest on Dave's
Gone By? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be so excellent and cool. By the way, it is exactly 11 o'clock in the morning here in Colorado. What time is it in New York, Jeff Goodman?
According to my clock, it's 7 minutes after 1, but I'm assuming you're right. Probably exactly 1 o'clock.
You know, it's funny. I keep my clocks at home 5 fast also. But, yeah, no, it's 11 here, it's 1 o'clock in New York, and I am talking to a very, very good friend I own, and also of the program, Mr. Jeffrey Goodman, who was actually my co-host for about 2 years when I was doing this program back in New York. Jeff, how are you?
Good, I miss Dave's Gone By.
Well, it's back, it's the fall.
I cry in a room and watch video porn. What can I do?
Thank goodness no webcam on this system. Instant messaging and this. So let me explain a little bit about Jeff. Jeff is an old friend. He is a theater critic. He's been part of a TV show that has been on Manhattan cable television for almost 2 decades. First of all, and let's start from the very beginning. Jeff, what is the name of that show, and what do you do on it?
It is called Two on the Isle,
mm-hmm.
And we are the Colin Ebert of Broadway.
We being?
My co-host, Charlie Gross, and I.
So Charlie Gross is the co-producer, co-host of Two on the Isle, which still airs, I think, not live, but you have new programming pretty much every other week. Hmm?
Every other week, I believe it's Thursdays at 10 now.
10 in the morning or 10 in the afternoon?
10 at night.
Oh, that's a great time. That's a really good time slot. Congratulations on that.
But Charlie had to get it off of Friday night. No one could watch it.
We should mention Charlie is a modern Orthodox Jew, so anything after Friday afternoon until Saturday night, they can't really do anything, so it was ridiculous for his TV program to be on when he couldn't even watch it. So that was kind of funny. But you've been doing Two on the Isle for, what, 17 years now?
Oh, my God, it seems like forever.
Well, what is Two on the Isle?
I don't know. What is it?
Jeff, come on, help me out here. I'm sorry? Is it a show? No, but how do you say it's a Siskel and Ebert? Yeah.
We cover Broadway and Off-Broadway and Off-Off-Broadway shows.
Right. You play a little clip from it and then you debate it the way Siskel and Ebert used to.
Yeah.
Like what the last show that you did, you may have taken some weeks off over the summer, but what were the shows that you talked about on your last episode?
Well, the last show we did was the Tony Show.
Oh, okay. A show devoted specifically to the Tony Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did that here, too. I did a Broadway special the week of the Tony Awards. Oh, that's right. Jeff was part of it. Yay!
Called you from Las Vegas.
Now, here's the other thing I wanted to say about Jeff Goodman. Jeff is, he has a couple of different things that he does for a living. His main one is that you are the owner and proprietor of Fancy Schmancy Balloons in Long Island, New York. So, I don't know if you can do anything out in Colorado. But you can tell people...
Maybe.
Oh, well, what do you do? What is fancy schmancy?
We decorate and organize parties. So if you want to have a party decorated and organized, call me.
Well, be more specific. I mean, how you decorate a party.
Oh, we do all sorts of things you never knew balloons could do.
I make fear to ask. I'm sorry, what was that?
We do all sorts of fancy centerpieces, big, gigantic centerpieces. The big artistic nonsense is what I
I like that. Big artistic nonsense. So you can do a theme party kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Like what? Like a bar mitzvah dedicated to what?
You mentioned it, we've themed it.
Like what? Star Wars or?
We have guitars coming up, any kind of movie, get it.
Oh.
We've done casinos, we've done Monopoly.
Nice.
Joshopoly, we've done Susanopoly. We've done Minneapolis.
New York Yankees, I assume, that kind of thing.
Sports beyond if.
Uh-huh.
We've done the Yankees, Islanders, Rangers, the Boston Bruins. We've done the Red Sox. Any sports team, any kind of sports. Lacrosse I've even done.
Oh, wow. What the hell do you do for lacrosse? What do you design for lacrosse?
Believe it or not, lacrosse are very artistic, you know, because they have that kind of, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's kind of a jockstrap looking at the top. Have you ever seen lacrosse?
Yes, yes, I
have. It has that kind of crazy jockstrap.
Yeah.
Up shape up there?
Right, yes, I know.
And so I make that, I cut that out of styrofoam. And then, crazy enough, I couldn't figure out anything for a net. And then one day, out of sheer frustration, I said, well, it kind of, it's made like a basketball net. And I put half a basketball net on it, and they look great.
Oh, that's marvelous.
So I just, you know, pinned that in, and it was fantastic.
Now, let me ask you, Jeff, did you ever get up a website where people, I know you take bunches of pictures of your party, because when you show...
We had a website up, and then people kept copying us what we did.
Oh. Yeah. I get you. So you have your intellectual property sort of, you know, your own, because otherwise people would just do it themselves.
People printed it and said, can you do that? And I just found that too many people going around my pictures going, wow, I like this, but they want it done cheaper.
Oh. Well, I mean, you are reasonably priced, I assume, I hope.
Oh, I'm fairly, you know. It's, you know, a lot of the stuff takes for hours to do.
Right. People don't realize, you know, the time.
That people were doing this.
Yeah.
What I've had people doing is people would call me pretending to be customers and saying, how do you do this? How do you do that? I said, why are you asking? I just didn't understand why a customer would need to know, well, how.
Yeah, right.
So, and then at some point someone asked something, it was such a technical question. I said, are you making these or are you wanting to buy these?
Has it been a good summer for the business? Because I know you've had ups and downs. Has it been a lot of parties and a lot of good stuff to do?
It's getting a little better. You know, in New York, the stock market really hit us tremendously hard.
Right.
People lost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I wish I had hundreds of thousands of dollars to lose, you know? I mean, I feel bad for the people who, yeah.
You wouldn't have it because you would have lost it.
Well, yeah, but it would have been fun to have for the years.
Having it, just tell people I lost it.
Yeah, okay. Make myself sound rich in the past tense. So, but have things turned around a little bit for you, for parties and that kind of business?
Yeah. Now, the other thing I just started, I've also been very active in my synagogue.
Oh, very nice.
And I am the new, activities, like the... I'm in charge of getting speakers to all the Brotherhood events now.
Oh, very nice.
I'm a new Brotherhood president of programming, which I think sounds really bad because it sounds like we're programming people for war.
No, the cool thing is you're not even Jewish, so no, I don't. That's not true. Wow, that just sank. You didn't even say anything about that.
What's that?
No, I made a little joke there just about your... Anyway, so you also...
But David,
yeah.
The reason I say that,
mm-hmm.
because I would love the rabbi to come and perform at my synagogue next time he's in New York.
Oh, he did so well that last time. Actually, he did pretty well the last time.
He said they liked it.
Oh, well, tell... What Jeff is talking to, all the people who are tuning in for the first time have no idea where we're going with this, but there's a person who's been on Dave's Gone By for many, many years. He's probably our most special guest, aside from when Jeff was a guest before he became a co-host. His name is Rabbi Saul Solomon. Rabbi Saul Solomon is the...
You don't know about Rabbi Saul Solomon?
No, Jeff, literally, we've been off the whole summer and most of the spring. And I was doing a different show here.
I got your email and I said, oh, wait, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Oh, okay, that's good. But then you haven't time since 12.
Right. So that's right. Well, we still have 2 hours here to go. But people may not know if they're tuning in that Saul Solomon has visited this program a lot of times. He's a rabbi. He's very opinionated, sometimes amusing, sometimes just. And we love him. So he also occasionally makes public appearances. So Jeff is very kindly inviting the rabbi to his synagogue out in Long Island next time the rabbi's back in New York, which will probably be in October, by the way. Just letting you know that, Jeff. So hope to see you then. So have you been traveling, Jeff Goodman?
Well, I just spent 2 weeks in Vegas.
2 weeks?
Jeff loves Vegas.
What do you do in Vegas for 2 whole weeks?
Can I tell you something, but everyone has to keep it a secret?
Oh, yeah, we're only on the radio. Yeah, okay, we'll keep it secret, yeah.
Especially from Charlie.
What?
I bought a house in Vegas.
You really did? Congratulations.
So guess who can come to Vegas now?
Oh, my gosh, you bought a house. Congratulations.
See?
You have to understand, folks. I mean, you've lived in New York all your life.
Except for a little stint down in Chicago, yeah.
Oh, I didn't remember that. Okay. So are you planning... What is your master plan?
My master plan is actually to reside in Nevada. I'm planning on dying in Nevada.
Everybody plans on dying in Nevada. If they're not going to Miami, that's where they're planning on dying. But, wow. But you're knocking, like, when are you talking of getting out of New York forever?
Well, before the end of this year. But what I'm going to do is I bought the house, and I'm going to sell this house after I move into the other house. Because this house needs a look. You know how when you live in a house, you kind of destroy it?
Well, of course, yes.
So I'm going to move out my stuff, and then I'm going to fix up the house here. And then, you know.
Wow.
And then sell it. So I'm going to be a little Poe when we get to Vegas. I'm going to try and work that out with a home equity to credit.
So, yeah.
And then once I sell this house, I'll be able to pay off any loans that I took.
So tell me a little bit about the house you just bought.
Oh, it's beautiful. Built in 2003.
Oh, new construction. Wow, yeah.
Yeah. It's a short sale, which means it's my purchasing and it's stopping it from going into foreclosure.
Right.
But the bank still has to approve everything.
Oh, that could take months, man. That can take a long time.
Short sales are the hardest to buy, and that's why people don't like to buy them.
Right.
Because most people want to move right away, I have the flexibility of time. So that's why I did it. So I of course, went, I found the house, I put my bid in. The seller is the first person you have to get by. The owner of the house has to approve your bid. So basically, the owner of the house goes through the motions with the real estate broker, lists it, puts it out, gets the best price. Once they accept your price and you make a contract with the seller, then the contract and everything goes on to the bank, which is where it is now. And the bank will sit and look on it and say, okay, we have an offer on the house of so much money, but we are holding a mortgage of more. Do we want to affect the person of the mortgage indemnity?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because they owe more money on the house than I'm willing to pay for it.
Oh, ouch, yeah. But at least you're paying something. At least they get something out of you.
Exactly. Well, they get more than what they get on the courthouse steps of a foreclosure auction.
Yeah.
So, and it's for the buyer, you know, the house isn't going to go into disrepair. Because most foreclosures, now they're stopping it, but usually what the house will do, they turn off all the electric, the pool.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Green or empty, and then the vents die, everything, you know, starts drying up in that sun, and it's bad.
So you have a guarantee that they're going to at least keep up the appearances of the place?
Well, we don't have a guarantee yet. We're working on stuff like that, but, you know. But now, since the bank knows, that the owner of the bank know who the possible, you know.
Yeah.
Once the bank approves of it'll close really quick. It'll close within, I think, 30 days of that, because I have 7 days due diligence to do all my inspections.
Right.
But, you know, so I'm trying to line up that right now. And you close.
Well, let me ask you, Jeff. Let me ask you, what is it besides the gambling that appeals to you about Las Vegas?
The weather.
It's so hot.
When I went to look at the house, I specifically went the worst time of the year, which was the end of July.
Right.
So when I went, the temperature ranged from about 112 to 108 degrees.
God.
So I must say, what did go below that? The first week I was there, I kid you not, I was looking for houses in 112 to 118 degrees. I have found that once it hits 110, pretty much best scenario, stay indoors.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
You don't even know you're dehydrating. Because, you know, the thing about, that's why we don't get heat sickness too much in New York, because you sweat so much, because of the humidity.
And so you know that you're losing that water, you feel it.
And you feel thirsty when you sweat.
Right. But in Vegas?
In Vegas, you don't sweat, because as your body sweats, it evaporates right away.
Huh.
But the lack of humidity, yeah. Between the heat and the lack of humidity, your sweat just evaporates off your skin.
So you don't even really know that you're thirsty. You're just like, oh my.
And all of a sudden, you start getting a little headache. You feel a little dizzy.
Uh-oh.
Then if it goes on, you start feeling nauseous, because it did happen to me, because we were looking at heaven.
Right, you're walking around outside, indoors, and on air-conditioned places.
In and out of cars and on air-conditioned homes. So I found when I looked at houses, after I saw like 5 or 6 in the hot, over 110,
yeah,
it was horrible for me, because I just started getting, you know me, I get a little nasty when I don't feel good.
Yeah.
So when I started not feeling well, I said, look, at a broker hotel, you have just one or two, and especially when you're not used to the heat.
Well, yeah.
And I really, it was very hard for me to deal with that.
Well, you should have carried the water, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, but even with the water, it's, you know, because that's what happened. We'd stop, we'd get water or tea or, you know, something. Even with the water and stuff, it's tough to walk in. It's a lot of work in 114 degrees, let me tell you.
How many weeks out of the year in Vegas is the temperature in the middle of the day over 100 degrees?
Oh, this is a very big exception. I've had, I think it's 20-something days so far.
Over 100? Wow.
Over 100?
Yeah, not 114. I'm talking like over 100.
A lot. I'd say at least 3 or 4 months.
Months? Sorry for everybody who had their ears really close to the...
100 degrees there is nothing.
You understand, dude, I'm living now in Colorado, which is also a non-humid area. And here, 80s is nothing, especially if you're in the shade. If you're in the shade, 80s is really, really pleasant. 90s, not quite so pleasant, but if you're in the shade, you don't mind it. If you're in the sun... Anything over 95 is still really kind of tough.
In the sun, then that's a whole different thing. Well, just sort of the day, you know, how you spend your day.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, by the way, I'd like to announce to you and your wife.
Wonderful wife, Joyce, yes.
Love her. I have a big, beautiful pool in my backyard.
Yay! Good for you, Jeff.
You can come over and do some serious floating.
Float? Yeah, well, I can't do a backstroke, but I can manage to like, go across and paddle pretty well.
You can totally paddle, huh?
Pretty much. I can make a dog-style joke, but I won't. I'll be good. It's a Saturday morning. I'll be nice. So what else does your house have? Like, how big is it? What's it got? Big yard?
It has a large yard. Most of it is taken up by the pool. It has a lovely fire pit in the backyard.
Ooh. So you'll be grilling and barbecuing a lot.
No, the fire pit is to sit around and talk. That's for a little heat in the winter.
Heat in the winter.
It does get cool at night in the desert.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And then we do have some Schillen grilling machines in the back.
Very nice.
And then I have a beautiful kitchen.
Ah.
I have with granite tops and maple cabinets.
Lovely. And how many bedrooms?
Five plus a loft.
Oh my God. I wish I could take one of your bedrooms and attach it to our place. You know, our place is real nice, but it's small. Congratulations. Yeah.
That was the thing. See, I was looking at another house, but it only had 2 bedrooms, and it didn't have a big pool. It had, like, an enlarged spa hot tub thing.
Hmm. Something to be said for that, dude. Yeah.
Well, I know. You can float.
Although, would you really want, in the middle of Vegas, 100 degrees, do you really want to go into a hot tub? I don't...
You don't turn on the heat.
I didn't think of... I'm not very bright about these things, of course. You can just keep it with water. Duh. So, but you figure you want more space. I mean, why not? You know?
Exactly. And of course, the pool is solar heated, so it's fine. You'll have a pool in the winter.
Nice.
To call a garage, let's see. It's 3 stories, and if you really want to commit suicide in the house by jumping off the... the third floor balcony, right to the living room, three stories below. It's huge. The opening in the you know, it's like big open house.
Yeah, yeah.
And when it has a three story, you look from floor to ceiling, three stories up. It's big.
Oh, that's wonderful. What's the square footage on?
Well, I'm doing the windows. What?
What is the square footage on the whole on the thing?
I believe it's 2,800 square foot.
Wow. That's a nice-sized house. That's pretty neat. Congratulations. We're talking with Jeff Goodman, old friend of mine, also old radio partner of the program Dave's Gone By. Jeff lives still in New York, but we're discussing the fact that he just bought himself a house in Las Vegas where he will eventually move for good and live out his remaining, 20, 30 years. Sorry?
I'll come back to New York.
Well, to visit. You were thinking about moving to Thailand, actually.
Well, I probably, this was the key thing with moving to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
If I sell my house in New York and I move to Vegas, I will have enough money to buy a place in Thailand.
Wow.
So I will be bi-hemispheric. I don't know, what would I be?
Your sex life is none of my business, Jeff. But, I don't know what the word would be for that. But it'd be way cool. Maybe you even have enough to keep a little studio.
Continental.
Yeah, right. Bicontinental. Because you would have a place in time. You wouldn't keep a little studio in New York or Long Island or something?
Well, I still have my apartment in New York.
Oh, in Queens. Oh my God. You got it made, dude. You have a place to stay no matter where you go. That's the way to live. I love that. Well done, boy. Well done.
I mentioned my timeshare in the Manhattan Club.
Oh, you still have that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were thinking of, jettisoning that or suing them or...
Selling it. You will buy it?
Sure. In my next life.
Yeah.
When I make my first $500,000.
You get a big money there in Colorado Radio,
man. Huh? Oh, yeah. I'm just doing great at this radio. The money... We literally have a slot on the side of this building. People just throw money to the DJs. It's really exciting. The people just take... money, their spare money, rich people, and they say, hey, oh my gosh, I have another call coming through for the station. I'm not sure how to either do, I don't know if I can do a conference call on this. Oh well.
Hang up on my eyes in the call back.
Well, I hope you would. Actually, let me play some music. Let me do some Vegas music in honor of Jeff Goodman.